This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Time flies when you're having fun. Summer is going to be over in the blink of an eye, which means that the Twins baseball season will be coming to a close and the St. Paul Saints season as well. The Saints down to their final two homestands of the 2025 season. And joining us now to talk St. Paul Saints is the president of the Saints, Derek Shearer, joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. It's been a few weeks since I've seen you, Derek. We saw each other over at the Dade Winfield announcement over at Tony Stone Field over there at St. Paul Central. How you been, man? I haven't seen you since then.
Yeah, I'm doing great, Henry. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good, man. You guys are we're coming down to the end of it, man. How's the season been for you?
It's been good. It's been good. It's been one of the more challenging weather years. I think everybody here in Minnesota has noticed some tough weather the summer of 2025, but all in all, it's been a blast. We've had a lot of fun, promotions. We've had some special events out at the ballpark that have been pretty incredible. And I never look forward to the end of baseball season. We're counting down the games right now, but I'd love to have another half dozen, another month to play.
Well, you know, you stole the thunder a little bit from me, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I mean, how? It is challenging. You just mentioned that, but like, I can't even imagine the logistics of trying to go about shuffling a schedule and redoing things when the weather has been the way that it's been, whether it's been, you know, a lot of rain and we've got flooding in certain parts. We've got a lot of construction in Minnesota. We got some of the oppressive, you know, days of heat. Just kind of talk about how it is to maneuver stuff around like that.
Well, don't forget the snow and ice in April, and then of course the wildfire smoke, off and on throughout the summer. So it's just been a weird one. But no, it gets tricky. Minor league baseball is a little bit easier than major league baseball. We typically, if we have a cancellation, we typically just roll it over into a doubleheader the next day. So we don't have to seek out an off day later on in the season to try to plug it in. But it's a huge inconvenience for fans and. We're pretty flexible with people being able to exchange tickets out for another game, but it just, you know, you get so excited about every single home game. It's just, you just hate to see any of them get canceled because of bad weather.
Well, help me out with this. How has your life changed, or how has the Saints organization been altered a little bit here in the last month with all of the trades that the Minnesota Twins made that clearly will trickle down and impact the minor league roster?
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks. This time of year is always interesting. Once you wrap up the draft and the major league affiliate starts making some moves, whether it's releases or bringing in the new draftees, it's always a fun time of year because you start seeing some of the prospects move up. You start seeing there's just a new level of energy that comes through in this sort of second wave of players. You hate to lose some of the guys you've had since the start of the season, but at the same time, there's just a fresh energy that comes with those guys getting called up. This year was you know, times 10 with the moves that the Twins made at the major league level, but it's been great. We've had some really fun guys, really top quality players join the roster since the trade deadline, including Mick Abel, starting pitcher who came over in the trade with Philadelphia for Yoan Duran, and who's been awesome. Set a strikeout record for us a few days ago. Mm. James Outman, who came over from the Dodgers, who had played a ton of Major League Baseball, that now just actually got called up by the Twins and is on the Major League roster. But we had him for a couple of weeks playing really well. And Kyler Fedko called up from Double-A, who's really taken off for us. So it's been fun. Our team's probably playing as well as it has all year. So it's been a great energy and pretty good on-field results.
Talking to Derek Scherer, president of the St. Paul Saints here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I mentioned it in the lead-in, final two homestands of 2025. This week it is the Round Rock Express. They are affiliated with the Texas Rangers. You've got some great promotions this week, man, and I want to start with one that kicks off tomorrow because it's near and dear to my heart. And I got to be honest with you, I haven't been to enough Saints games. I love coming out to check you guys out. I've been out to, I think, one game each of the last 2 years, but I need to get out there this year. But the Stand Up to Cancer Night, which I didn't realize that happens at the minor league level too, it means something to me. And I say that because many years ago I met this awesome kid at Canterbury Park. His name is Matt Bishop. He was a college student at St. Cloud State. And Matt was just a phenomenal human being. And I remember when I moved away and I was doing radio in Kansas City for 5.5 years. And I remember going to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in 2015. That was the most, I guess, amount of Kansas City Royals players that they had ever sent to an All-Star Game. And so we made that trip. And I remember standing up there in the press box at the All-Star Game and the All-Star festivities. And they have that moment where, you know, you hold up the placard and the card and you stand up to cancer for somebody I fight for. And I remember mine, I made it out to Matt. Unfortunately, my friend Matt, a kid from Blaine, Minnesota, passed away at the age of 31 back in 2020. And I'll never forget Matt. We had a great friendship. And it just, I'm so happy that I was able to kind of represent him when we talk about that Stand Up to Cancer Night. But you guys are actually doing that tomorrow night, 7:07 first pitch.
Yeah, well first of all, credit to you for developing that relationship and maintaining it throughout Matt's life, man. Those relationships are pretty special and sometimes far and few between. So thank you for doing that, and I know it was as meaningful for you as it was for him. For us, that moment, you're right, is so incredible when you see an entire building full of people stand up and hold up that placard that represents somebody that means so much to them. So it's such a privilege to be able to host that event that we've all seen during the Major League All-Star Game, to be able to host that at CHS Field, and tomorrow it'll be a powerful moment. It's hard to say you're looking forward to it, because of what it represents, but it's so meaningful that you can't help but be moved by it.
Absolutely. You're totally moved by it because you know that we're all, in some way, shape, or form, we're all impacted by cancer, whether it is in your immediate family, whether it's your friend circle, whether it's a coworker, colleague at work. We're all impacted by it. So I think it's truly one of those moments that I've been a part of, and it just makes you feel a certain way, right? Like one of the things that people love, and it is truly one of the great moments in sports, is the wave with the University of Iowa when they wave at the kids in the hospital. Yeah. Like, I had that same similar type of feeling with the Stand Up to Cancer. I really do.
Yeah, it's amazing. When you know, sports accomplishes a lot. Mostly entertainment, but those times when real life and sports come together to create something powerful and moving, and oftentimes effective and helpful for the cause it's the moment's representing. That's when you really see the power of what sports can do.
All right, so you got to tell me about Wednesday. Well, you got to if you know, give me a little bit of information about this A Night About Nothing.
Well, we just went from something really important to something really goofy, but something that's going to be an absolute blast. So I know probably a lot of listeners listening right now were Seinfeld fans back in the day, and we. The Saints network just comes across some of the craziest opportunities and some of the most fun people. And we had an opportunity to bring John O'Hurley, who was Mr. Peterman on Seinfeld, Elaine's boss for a few seasons, who was just hilarious. And then Larry Thomas, who was the guy that ran the soup shop, the soup Nazi character. We came across both of these guys and tried to figure out a way to bring them in for a Seinfeld celebration. So Wednesday night, A Night About Nothing, which is the Seinfeld show theme, we're going to have Mr. Peterman and the soup Nazi at the ballpark.
That's going to be fun, dude. That is going to be fun. I think that when we talk about sports teams that do special, unique nights. And I'm talking about not just in Minnesota, but throughout the country. You guys hang your hat on that. But that's something that you guys knock out the park. You aren't just, you know, a team and an organization that does it. You guys do it extremely well. That's kind of like how people look at you.
Well, I thank you for that. Very kind words. It's kind of in our DNA. Starting from 1993 when Mike Vick, Bill Murray, and Marv Goldklang planted their flag in St. Paul with the bringing the Saints back to life, that definitely was the approach and the mold. Being a minor league team in a major league market, I think, has pushed this organization over the years to not just walk the line, but maybe step across it every now and then. And we definitely have fun doing it. So hopefully that translates to the fans having fun in the ballpark. And fortunately, in St. Paul, they'll let us know.
All right, so I know that earlier in the year, and one of the guys got traded at the trade deadline, it was Chris Paddock, the sheriff, right? Chris Paddock, Brooks Lee, they're rocking these cowboy hats, and they had this cowboy-themed night for the Minnesota Twins. It sounds like country night for you guys is coming up, and it looks like you guys got like a cool T-shirt. Is there a cool T-shirt giveaway? Because I kind of like that T-shirt, man.
So it's a ticket package that you can go on saintsbaseball.com and get all the details for. But it's a special ticket package you can purchase. Get you that country music T-shirt. Obviously, the theme throughout the night, there'll be plenty of country music playing. I'm about 99% sure. I take that back. 100% sure that there will be line dancing classes going on the concourse. So. If like any Saints game, folks are walking around, they're checking out the food, they're checking out the fun, they're watching some baseball. But at the same time, if you get a chance to learn some line dancing, why not?
Yeah, and I'm totally with you. And then Saturday, you got Native American Heritage Night. That is coming up on Saturday. And then you got a dog day, the third dog day of the season. Like, how successful? Well, I'm asking the question. They must be extremely successful. This is your third dog day of the year?
Oh, people love them. People love them. Like, it's we end up with over 1,000 dogs about every time we do this, and it's a blast. People love their dogs. I'm included. If I wasn't at the ballpark already, I'd be buying a ticket to bring my dog to the park. So that's a blast. And then Saturday night's a really special night that we work with Treasure Island and the Prairie Island Indian community to celebrate. Their heritage, the tribal heritage, and really share that with Saints fans, and obviously we have a lot of folks that come out from the community that enjoy that game. So yeah, it's a pretty special weekend.
I might try to make it out on Saturday. I'm definitely, because I got some people that some higher ups with Treasure Island. I'm gonna check and see if they're gonna be at the ballpark that Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you're around. I might try to connect with you, but I'd love to try to make it out if I can. Let me throw this at you here real quick. And this is a really big compliment, because I'm a fashion guy. I'm into clothing, right? Like, I'm into all kind of fashion wear. But with regards to sports apparel, dude, you guys really have some of the best sports apparel out there of all the teams. And I like when I wore my, so last year, every single year I do a bowling event with Joe Maurer. It benefits the Highland Friendship Club over there in St. Paul.
Yeah.
And so last year I rocked my Saints jersey that you guys hooked me up with a hoodie. And I know Joe always wears his Twins jersey, and I think Glenn Perkins wore his Twins jersey. But I was like the most stylish guy in there because I had the nice badass Saints. You guys do a great job, man. Like, what is the – is there like a session or like over the course of the off season where you guys, your marketing team and people, you're drawing up all these different things that you're going to roll out in terms of new merch and apparel? Because you guys really do come up with some awesome stuff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's, well, yeah, definitely it's a team effort. Betsy Faber on our staff, who just started with us here in 2025, is just killing it and doing a great job with bringing on new designs. You know, it's always been interesting to me from a Saints perspective that the look, the Saints logo and the uniform look is very classic. You know, it's really, the Saints name is 125 years old. I mean, it's the Saints really have, other than the St. Paul Apostles back in the late 1800s, the Saints have always been the Saints, and we're in a minor league baseball world where you kind of have to be crazy with your team name and logo to get any notice for it. So you've got the the Hub City Spartan Burgers and the Columbus Clingstones and the Trash Pandas and, you know, all the crazy names and crazy characters to go along with those. We definitely like to be crazy and edgy and creative when it comes to who we are and what we're all about and our brand. But the look and feel of the Saints has always been very classic. So we try to walk that fine line, and the team in the office does a great job. We get a ton of feedback from fans too. So that always, you know, whether it's a promotion, whether it's ticket prices, whether it's food and beverage, whether it's souvenir and merch designs, we lean a lot into what we hear from our fans.
Yeah, well, let's continue to push the envelope, man. Let's stay ahead of the game, because, you know, those guys down in Kansas City, my friends that I used to work with, they're always giving me grief, and they're talking about, nah, the Storm Chasers, we got the badass jerseys. We got the really nice. I'm like, nah, man, we're crushing you guys right now. So let's stay on top of it, my man.
We'll do our best.
All right. I appreciate it, Derek, man. Have a blast this week, and I'll be in contact with you, man. I definitely want to get out there before the season's over.
Sounds good, Henry. Look forward to it, man.
All right, that's Derek Scherer, president of the St. Paul Saints, joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break. Coming up next, the bite of the night. And the bite of the night this evening comes from the NFL Network, and it has to do with preseason football. Preseason football, you have the Cleveland Browns. It was Cleveland and Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
That are facing off against each other. And the situation's pretty simple. It is Nick Sirianni is icing the kicker. In a preseason game. And, well, NFL Network, they talked about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Blew up an extra point earlier.
Sirianni just called a field goal, a timeout to ice the kicker.
Ice him. He's smiling across the field at Kevin Stefanski.
Hey, he's trying to do it the way he wanted. Stefanski shaking his head. Can't believe it. Pointing at him.
People are in their feelings about situations like this in the preseason. I don't have a problem with it.
No.
Like, get ready to rock it. You're going to be doing stuff like this in the regular season. You practice stuff in the preseason. I got no issue.
Yeah, and you got to know who you're coaching against, too. I mean, Nick Sirianni knew that Kevin Stefanski obviously was not going to take offense to icing a kicker. And if this is the kicker that they are going to have in the regular season, well, guess what? He's going to get iced in a much higher profile positions than a 13-9 preseason game.
I mean,
no problem with this whatsoever.
This is, to me, we're talking about practice, not a game. We're talking about practice because preseason is practice.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, no.
Practice it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, do as much as you need to do to make yourself, make yourself get ready for the regular season. Is a hell of a run by Jaden Daniels. Damn. Yeah, I think he's ready.
Yeah, you know what? We don't need to see Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow tonight.
No. I don't.
Just the same way that we didn't need to see J.J. McCarthy over the weekend.
No. I don't know why when you're playing, like, they set a series in the first game. And then you've got the second and third games, which are, I mean, the third game is just a throwaway. It's what the fourth game used to be. Like, how much, because you've got these joint practices that teams have a tendency to put a little more focus on. And I understand that. Yeah, like these, I mean, is there anything more meaningless than preseason football?
No, nothing. Nothing.
I mean, it's like, I understand it's for the guys, the fringe guys that are working to make the roster. But for a lot of it, it's like the coaches see what they need to see in practice. You get the joint practices, and then it's just a way for them to make money. I mean, that's all it is. You got a stadium full of people for a preseason game that they're going to see Jaden Daniels play one series, running touchdown, and then he's gone.
Yeah.
So I ice the kicker all you want.
Coming up next, what is the playbook? The playbook. And what are they doing with regards to mental health? The founder and CEO of The Playbook, Dr. T.M. Robinson-Mosley. They join us next here on The Lake Show. I'm always here to help, but I'm not the only one. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline is Dr. T.M. Robinson-Mosley to talk about something that they are partnering with the V3 Sports Center on. And she is the founder and CEO of The Playbook. First off, Dr. Mosley, thank you so much for being on the show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing really well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm so excited to have you on the show and thankful that you are joining the Lake Show tonight. First off, before we get into the announced partnership with V3 Sports, tell me about The Playbook. Lay it out there for the listening audience. Let us know what The Playbook is about.
Yeah, so thank you so much. So The Playbook, we are an award-winning mental health sports tech company. And so what that means is that we are a digital health tool. We're an app, and it's a powerful tool designed to track stress, well-being, and what we call bounce back, which is resilience. So we're able to give users tools and insights to act early and prevent potential crises. And how it works is that we utilize brief gamified psych assessments and emojis to quantify people's mental health status. Mm. So that we're able to give you quantifiable mental health metrics that are easy to understand, like an overall score, like a batting average, and we're able to track those scores over time for you, very similar to what you would see on a wearable fitness device. Most importantly, by tracking mental health trends, we can help people stay on top of their mental well-being and identify when they may not be doing so well. When in users' assessments indicate that they've entered into what we call the red zone, which in football, that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
But on our app, you don't want to be in the red zone. It means you have scores that are in an unhealthy range. But the most important thing is if you have scores in that unhealthy range, the app is able to direct you to local and national resources that may be inside or outside of your community. And we're able to do that privately in the app and then also encourage you to add people to what we call your home team, which means you're able to identify trusted friends, family members, team members who you feel safe and supported by, so that when you're having a tough time, you get notified to reach out to them too.
Wow. This is first off, congratulations on being the founder of this startup, because this is much needed.
Thank you.
It sounds amazing. I'm definitely going to learn more about The Playbook, but I would probably think, at least in my mind, that from a timing perspective, there wouldn't be a better time than to start this and to do this now. When did you actually get founded and when did you get launched? Because when I think about The Playbook and the importance of it, we're just coming out of a pandemic and dealing with COVID-19. I would think that was a good time mm-hmm. to kind of get it ramped up.
Yeah, so what's really interesting is I'm a psychologist by trade. I'm a counseling psychologist. And for the last decade, I've served as a consulting psychologist for the Big Four Plus professional sport leagues and the NCAA. So that includes organizations like the NBA, like Major League Baseball, the National Women's Soccer League, those types of organizations, the NFL Players Association. And what we recognize is that we have a shortage in resources, and especially when we look at quantifiable ways around mental health. We founded our company in 2018, which is an extension of the work that I've been doing across the diverse landscape of sport for the last decade. And The Playbook came out of the work we were already doing that was evidence-based, best practices based on research and development from thousands of athletes, coaches, and support staff. We've had the really great honor of working with about 70 national championship teams at the college and the pro level. And so we were able to take a lot of the research and a lot of the focus groups and interviews and surveys that we did from athletes and coaches and support staff across Olympic college and pro sports and build a platform that really hit the pain points and was resonant to the experiences of elite high performers. And COVID was a game changer, as you mentioned. Our company did the opposite of what happened to some companies during that time. Demand exploded because of the mental health emergency. And so we realized in order to scale and to reach more folks, we needed to create technology, which is why we developed our software. And we have some great partners in that. We actually became a part of the Minnesota Twins TechStars program. They incubated us, gave us a lot of support, We're still connected to them. They are now customers as well, and they helped us build our platform and really have a great support network around the Twin Cities.
That's awesome. We're talking to Dr. T.M. Robinson Mosley, founder and CEO of The Playbook here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And you're taking it a step further. You're not just, leaving anybody out here. You're trying to tap into as many people as you can. And just recently, proud to announce you got a partnership with V3 Sports to support minority mental health awareness and suicide prevention this August.
Yes, so we're really excited. We love the work that's happening over at V3 Sports. They are such a pillar in the community, and I think such a great partner to highlight the mind-body connection when we think about wellness and overall well-being. And so next month, which many folks don't recognize, September is actually Suicide Prevention Month. And when we think about our great friends over at V3, they are Malik is and his team are doing such amazing work and making sure that it's culturally responsive and making sure that communities and neighborhoods that otherwise wouldn't have access to some really state-of-the-art facilities, to training and development, to swimming lessons and Olympic-sized pools. We really wanted to be a part of that on the mental health side, because when we think about Black and brown communities, we know that suicide remains the third leading cause of death for Black Americans as young people between 10 and 24. And we know that Black men are more than four times likely to die by suicide. And when we look at our community, there are very few people who have access to these types of resources by people who look like them. And so we partnered with V3 to make sure that we could do not only the awareness piece, but give people actual practical tools and resources, and to make sure they always have those at their fingertips, because we want to be at the prevention stage. We want to make sure people know what these warning signs of distress are in themselves, but also in their family members, in their community members, and their colleagues. And we know that that could be an exponential impact for us, because when we think about performance, it's agnostic. Key things come together to boost or diminish performance. And that's true whether you're a world-class athlete, or whether you are a student, or whether you're working at a radio station, or if you are simply a parent. And so we want to make sure that we get these resources in as many hands as possible.
Yeah, and you're 100% correct. I think that Erica Binger, her vision for V3, Malik Rucker as the executive director, he's phenomenal. They're doing an amazing job, and it's such a benefit to have an organization and an actual center like the V3 sports facility here in our great state of Minnesota.
It absolutely is, and I think it's so powerful where it is situated. I can't emphasize enough that to have a state-of-the-art, world-class facility in neighborhoods and environments that otherwise wouldn't have them, I think also is a testament to the importance of recognizing that when we invest in communities, when we invest in people, we get some of the best outcomes. And so we are really proud of Malik Rucker and the entire team over there at V3 Sports, and we're excited to support them.
All right, so, Doctor, you got to help me with this one, though. This is the one. This is the question that I really want you to help me with. You got to give me some insight. Give me some perspective and explain to me the Playbook 21-Day Check-In Challenge.
Yeah, so we are doing a 21-Day Check-In Challenge, which means when you download the app and you fire it up, we literally ask you one question every single day, and that's, how are you feeling today? And you use an emoji to answer that question. And that is it. That is the one mental health question we want you to answer every day so we can track that. We have some other assessments we'd love for you to do, because we want you to be able to get your overall score. And they're very quick. It takes 5 minutes or less to do all of them. And you're able to get an overall score. But if you check in the most days between the start of the month in September and the end of the month, we've got some special swag for you. So we've got some Playbook swag, and then our friends over at V3 Sports will also have some gifts and some awards for the folks who are spending the month creating healthy habits and taking care of themselves.
Well, I'm going to have to get into the Apple Store and download the Playbook app, because everything that you are saying just is phenomenal. I love your vision. I love what you guys are doing. because we should always be checking in on each other. We should always try to be as available as we can be for each other, because right now, it goes without saying that we're living through some stuff right now, but everybody right. needs somebody, and we should all be, you know, hopefully maybe just a click away or a phone call away from being able to reach out to somebody at any given moment.
You're absolutely right. We can't take care of our bodies if we're not taking care of our minds. So that mind-body connection is so important. And when we think about mental health and overall well-being, it doesn't matter where you are or who you are impacted by the quality of your mental health and your overall well-being. And so we want to make sure that you have easy-to-use resources that speak to your experience at your fingertips at any time.
And people that are out there listening and hearing about the Playbook for the first time, they can go to your website. I believe the website is playbookperformance.co, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. No, this is phenomenal. I just admire your work, your vision, because we need people. Look, there's so many people out there in the world with great ideas, but getting them to the next, you know, step and implementing them and getting them on track and helping people, that's really a lot of work in itself as well. So, Doctor, I appreciate you joining us. Dr. T.M. Robinson-Mosley joining us here, CEO and founder of The Playbook. As soon as I'm off the air tonight, I'm going to download the app, and I'll definitely be checking in with Malik about all the great work that you guys are doing in the partnership.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the support, and none of it would be possible without our amazing team. So this is a testament to me and to them. And thank you so much for creating the opportunity to have this conversation with your audience. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. Dr. T.M. Robinson-Mosley, founder and CEO of The Playbook, joining us here on The Lake Show. We will take a break. We'll come back. It's time for headlines. That's next. All right. It's time for headlines. Chris is going to get into headlines, but let me go ahead and verbally express the headline right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Get Joe Burrow out of this meaningless game. Please. They are about to get Joe Burrow, one of the best players in the National Football League. They're going to get him killed in a meaningless preseason game. Get him out now.
Yeah. I guess maybe Joe Burrow's got something to prove. Maybe he shows that he can play without Ja'Marr Chase.
So stupid. How about this breaking news headline? Trump DOJ to miss deadline to turn over the Epstein files.
Yeah.
Shocker!
I know. I didn't see this coming at all. Did not see this coming whatsoever. This was not on our headlines. But I know that it was Friday that they were going to release some of the files to Congress on Friday.
They're going to miss the deadline.
But that's Friday. Today is...
They've had it sitting on their desk for I don't know how long.
You mean the files that don't exist according to Pam Bondi? Those files? It's Monday, right? So why are you going to miss a deadline in 4 days? Do you not want us to see the files? I mean, if you're not in it, then, you know, it's all fine, right?
Unbelievable.
Anyway.
I'm still pissed about the Joe Burrow thing. Get him out, man.
Yeah.
He's about to play an entire quarter.
An entire half?
This is the first quarter.
Oh, maybe that was the plan.
He's not playing an entire half. That'd be just...
You got to get... I mean,
that's a fireable offense.
I don't know why you're even playing him in
I'm just saying,
the second preseason game?
This is not the second quarter. This is the first, it's 42 seconds left in the first quarter.
I mean, do you trust Zach Taylor anyway? I don't. Hey, one thing that I do trust is what I'm hearing about Cub Foods and the store that temporarily closed in Uptown earlier in the summer, set to reopen in the coming weeks. Now, an official reopening date has not been confirmed by Cub owner United Natural Foods, but according to Bring Me the News, they understand that the work has been ongoing inside the store to prepare it for the return of customers. Several people with knowledge of the situation said they expect the store to be back open within the next 3 weeks. Cub parent company UNFI would not be drawn on the reopening date, saying, "Thanks for reaching out. We have not yet have a date for reopening. Once we know more information, we'll update the community." Now, the Uptown Cub at 1104 Lagoon Avenue has been closed since Saturday, June 14th, with them saying at the time, quote, "It was to undergo some needed repairs and other proactive measures." But there were fears that the store, one of two grocery options in the heart of Uptown, the other being the upmarket retailer Lunds Byerly's, would not reopen after Cub announced the impending closure of its store in St. Paul's Midway neighborhood.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily true either. Like, there is another store, and that's Kowalski's. Kowalski's is still open, too, in Uptown. Because I go to that Kowalski's every now and then. So Kowalski's is open.
Lunds Byerly's.
Yeah, well, you do need the Cub open, though. Not everybody can shop at Kowalski's and Byerly's Lunds. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, and that's just it. I feel like Cub's a more general store.
Yes, yes.
For the population.
More offerings for people, too.
Absolutely.
It's a much bigger box brand.
Yeah, no question. Hey, egregious lies about the 2020 presidential election are going to cost Newsmax $67 million.
Oh!
Now, to avert a high-stakes trial, the right-wing cable channel has agreed to pay Dominion $27 million this month and another $40 million in the next 2 years. Settlement deal was struck last week and disclosed in a Newsmax financial filing on Monday.
Newsmax.
Yes.
Your turn.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, just as Fox News settled with Dominion on the verge of a similar trial in 2023, Fox agreed to pay a $787.5 million, a gobsmacking sum that weighed in on Fox Corp's quarterly earning at the time. All those lies to pay $67 million. Was it worth it?
No. Think about this, though.
Was it worth it?
If you're the founder of Dominion, you did not know that you were going to walk into such a situation where you're going to make that much money.
I know. you know what? If somebody lied about me and my company for $67 million and $787, I'd let them talk all the smack they wanted to. It's all over a lie, you know? Hey, man, if you want to, yeah, if you want to lie about me for, you know, damn your $800 billion, go for it. And finally, I don't get this at all. Television news, about to look a little bit different. MSNBC is going to be rebranded to MS Now, short for My Source News Option World.
Stupid.
Now, they're separating from NBC Universal. They're joining a new company called Versant. This is so dumb. Like, this rebranding, MS Now, I mean, who put the think tank together for that? I mean, that is a terrible brand. I guess their 15 viewers, they're going to lose those.
I don't get it. I really don't.
MS Now, I mean, when I think of MS, I think of multiple sclerosis. I don't think of a news outlet. I just don't. I don't think about that at all. Hey, and finally, one I do want to get to here, Henry, and I kind of skipped over it. But the meeting today between Donald Trump and Vladimir Zelensky, Zelensky brought a whole bunch of UN leaders as a backup.
Good for him.
To kind of show support. Because it's so weird that Zelensky needs to bring support to talk to an ally. And by the way, Donald Trump...
He got ambushed last time.
He didn't even greet the UN leaders. He didn't roll out the red carpet for them like he rolled out the red carpet for Vladimir Putin. Why is that?
Oh, you know why.
This whole situation is just so disturbing to me.
Yep.
That Vladimir Putin gets a warm greeting in a private meeting with Donald Trump, but yet our allies are getting the cold shoulder.
Sounds about right, unfortunately.
I don't know why that is. Maybe I might have to do my own research.
Coming up next, the State Fair starts this Thursday, and I want to talk about the most popular spots there. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.